Will he be active tonight with Shelvin out?
Yes, John will be active.
All right, I asked you this earlier in the year and you didn't want to talk about it, but you are now one win away from coaching the Eastern Conference All-Stars, and I wonder what you think about that.
I don't want to talk about it.
Will you talk about it after you get the one win?
We'll see.
I'll ask you again. Can I just ask you, in Toronto, Coach Casey was kind of talking about how it was difficult to get practice time of lately with the schedule. Is it different this year? Am I figuring it different? Are you having trouble finding time to practice?
I don't know that it's any different probably than any other year. I think it's always, once the NBA season hits, you know, finding, you know, days where you can have quality practices, I think, has always been hard. And I think we were always, you know, trying to watch film or be creative and find ways to, you know, keep improving and keep getting better. You know, and it's understanding that, you know, real hard practices are real hard to find.
Right. And balancing it with the rest.
Yeah.
Would you rest any players during this homestand? I mean, it's basically a game day off. I mean, do you anticipate resting players?
No, I don't anticipate doing that.
You just talk about the way the streak's been going and the way y'all have been playing and taking on the Pacers tonight to try to keep it going on.
Well, yeah, our focus is the Pacers tonight. You know, I think that's, you know, they're a very good team. You know, defensively, they're, you know, no matter who plays for them, they're one of the top, you know, defensive teams in the league. So we're gonna have to execute and screen and cut hard and play with great pace and all those things. I think that's where all our focus is, just, you know, who we're playing tonight.
You know, with this streak, I mean, you see all the people in here. It's a big crowd for the pregame news conference. Are you noticing a lot more attention coming your way? I mean, the team's way and your way?
I see that there's a few more people. But, you know, other than that, it's I think our focus is kind of what's happening on the court. I think it's been great to see, you know, the crowds and the fans and their support and their energy. You know, it's very impactful and helpful to us. So, you know, hopefully, you know, people are getting excited about the way we play and, you know, supporting us in a real good way.
Zero to little drop off when the bench guys come in. What's the key to that, and how crucial has that been to your recent play?
You know, it's interesting. I think, you know, we keep talking about, you know, us being good defensively and how important it is for us to be good defensively. I think our bench, you know, our defense doesn't really drop off, and, you know, maybe you could argue might even get better as we come in with, you know, different individuals on the bench and the way those guys are working together defensively. And I think that's just been a real important, you know, kind of element to our entire group. And if you look at the bench, I think they're creating turnovers. They're creating a lot of, you know, opportunities for us to go the other way and get, you know, baskets in transition and open threes. And I think that group's defense is just, it's been something that, you know, we need to keep pointing towards.
Coach, can you talk about, you know, given some of the distractions beginning of the year and the distraction of potentially a sale, how you're working to keep your team focused, how they've been able to keep that focus on the court?
We're just coming in and working every day, and I think it's a group that feels like they're very committed to each other, and they're very committed to, you know, what we want to do this year. And that's been kind of understanding and appreciating everything that's happened. You know, we've kept our focus on the court, and it's really a credit to our players. It's not anything, you know, magical or special. It's the players that deserve the credit, and they love playing and they love competing, and that's what they're doing.
Mike, you're familiar with the old saw about you can't win big without a superstar player. What have you always thought about that theory and that philosophy?
I think, you know, that everything in life, there's lots of different ways to do things, and in basketball or in sports, I think there's lots of different ways to win and have success. And obviously, having a superstar has been something that's worked for a lot of teams and organizations, but I think there's a handful of examples, you know, where teams have had, you know, great success and won without the so-called superstar. And you know, I think we've got great players, and I think, you know, I think it's important that we appreciate how good our guys are, and if we do it as a team, that's kind of our path. That's our mission.
Like metrics, people always seem to be looking in all sports for new numbers, more numbers. But I don't know if you can measure basketball IQ with a metric. I don't know if you can measure buy-in. Aren't those really the ones that might be, at the end of the day, more important than anything that anybody spits out?
Well, I mean, you know, having guys with high basketball IQ has been something that we've talked a lot about, you know, really from day one. And it is hard. I don't think you can measure it or quantify it. And you can go up and down a roster, whether it's ours or other teams, and those guys that know how to play and how they impact the game and little plays here and there that when you either watch film or, you know, you really have a deep, deep understanding of, you know, what it takes to make things work defensively or offensively. The high IQ guys are huge. And guys, you know, obviously getting guys to buy in is huge. And having the right kind of player, you know, those kind of players that are smart, they usually want to buy in. They want to get together with a group and, you know, figure it out together, so to speak.
What's enabled Al to elevate his game lately?
You know, I think he's just, he's in a good rhythm. He's in a good place. I think his defense the last, you know, really probably since the beginning of December has been excellent. Typical coaches, we want more, and we're continuing to push him to be better defensively. But I think he's put a focus there. He's protecting the rim and what he does in pick and rolls and guarding, you know, certain post-up guys, I think has been really a huge difference maker. And then offensively, you know, he's just such a good mid-range shooter, and he makes so many open shots. And then I think that opens up, you know, lately he's been driving and attacking more and getting to the rim more. And, you know, we don't post up a ton, but, you know, he sprinkles in a, you know, post up here and there. And he's just got a lot of different ways that he can score. And I think he's feeling confident and comfortable. And I think it's just a lot of little things. I don't think it's any one big thing.
I mean, a common narrative with you guys is how, you know, they're undersized up front. They need a real centerless in that. Do you think that's overstated? Do you think he brings enough to the table that, I mean, obviously he is right now, but.
Yeah, I do. I tend to look on the positives and, you know, what he can do in pick and roll defense and what he can do, you know, before the ball gets to the rim. I think is just really, really beneficial to any team and particularly to us. And then I think he actually does do a good job of protecting the rim. And so it's, you know, I think you could argue, or we look on the positives, that he can do a lot, and especially there's so many pick and rolls. It's like this league is just pick and roll after pick and roll after pick and roll. And we've got, you know, not only Al, but our bigs that can, you know, at least give us a chance to, you know, contain the ball and keep the ball where we want it to be and scramble from there.
Did you know much about him before?